All right, John Lopez here with a very exciting Eye on Houston for you today because it's about food. Who doesn't love food? Who doesn't love big events? And who doesn't love big events that help a lot of people and do a lot of great things? And today we are joined by Becky Lau, Executive Director of Archaeology Now, and Chef Irina Mamataliev from the Foreign Grill. And these are two great people. And I'm actually going to toss it to you, Becky, first, because there's a lot of things I can say about this. There's a lot of things about this culinary event. Event in Baba's Kitchen that is upcoming, but why should I talk when you're here? Tell
well,
us about
you.
It.
Oh, well, thank you. First of all, it's so great of you to have us here because nothing is more fun than talking about something that you feel passionate about. So, Archaeology Now is a storytelling organization, and you think, don't most archaeologists just dig in the dirt? Well, yes, they find things, but what we're interested in is what those things tell you, the stories that they tell you. And so you find things from thousands of years across time and around the world, and every object has a story to tell about a person.
Yeah.
So that's the focus of what we do. We do things for children. We do things in schools for adults. We do cemetery preservation because cemeteries are the biggest storybook in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the other things that we do that's so fun is something called culinary adventures, because people need to eat a couple of times a day. And so throughout time,
just people, twice?
Well, depending on how fixated you are on it. So, you know, across the centuries, people have always sat down at the table together. And what better adventure than to learn about what people have eaten through time? And
it's to me, and Irina, I'm going to ask you about this because we'll get in more into the story here of what you guys are doing in just a minute. But to me, food also tells a little bit of history. Like I can say about all the dishes that I make that are handed down and and are family based, and maybe my family makes them a little different than others. Yours is in Baba's Kitchen, a very unique cooking class. Tell us a little bit about that. And there's a good dynamic here between Archaeology Now and what you do, correct?
Hi, everyone. Yes. So today I want to share a bit history with you.
Thank you.
About borscht. So it's really old beetroot soup.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very tasty. It's very famous dish on the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the people love it. It's the soup. So did you know that borscht has been around since the 5th to 9th centuries?
The 15th century?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
it tells a story. It's like I was saying, it's kind of historical.
Right, yeah, it's historical. It's exactly. For example, my great-grandmother, who was 92 years old, she taught me how to cook borscht.
Okay.
And so she told me a lot of secrets, recipes. Yeah.
Just like my grandma.
Yeah, like any grandma, yeah. So she was a farmer, and she used to tell me many different funny stories about borscht. So, for example, then there was no rain for a long time. The people would ask for rain by shouting, "Rain, rain, come to,
wherever,
and
yeah.
We will give you borscht." So, yeah, so it was a very funny story.
Well, it's interesting as I'm looking at this, and maybe Becky, you want to jump in on how this dynamic came together between your organization and this event, which by the way is May 19th, and we'll get to the details on that in just a minute. But obviously, a couple things stand out to me. First of all, borscht is not a very common meal anymore. It's not a very common dish, I should say, anymore. So it's unique for people to go there and be able to sample that, and then pierogi. And, of course, how can you have borscht and pierogi without vodka?
Of course. I'll tell you the reason that we thought about doing this is, First of all, we're doing a whole series of events about Ukraine because obviously Ukraine is in the news.
Sure.
And I think so many people really don't know much about Ukraine. Where is it even? And what's its history? So we thought, okay, now it's the time to put together a series of events about Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And then the idea for this event came about because UNESCO declared borscht an endangered, intangible cultural heritage of humanity.
Oh, wow.
They thought it was so important, and also knowledge of it is disappearing because of the war. Mm-hmm. And so how do you preserve something? You teach people how to make it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Arena is going to be doing. So we searched and searched because you can find any sort of food in Houston,
of course, I think.
And we found Arena and the Foreign Grill, and this is a feel-good story because Arena and her husband migrate, they're immigrants here in Houston, and they start up this restaurant, and they are trying to make a go of it here in Houston, in America. And I think now that this is probably one of the few, if not the only, Ukrainian restaurant in Houston. And so they were on board for doing a class on making borscht. Mm-hmm. And then her husband said, you know, there's something else we've got to do. We've got to teach people how the proper way to drink vodka.
You're darn right you do.
So we are on. We are your best friends.
You're darn right you do.
You learned how to drink vodka. So that's how the whole thing got started. And then Arena's, as you've heard, she's so skilled. She has all of this fantastic heritage and history behind her. You are eating history.
Yes. Yes.
Whenever
Let me ask you a question about your restaurant and how this came about, because, again, I'll say this now and I'll say it again. You can go to archaeologynow.org/Ukrainian-project. archaeologynow.org/Ukrainian-project. The tickets are just $65. But you and your husband are going to be at the center of it. And how did this happen that you decided, we need to do this, and we need to do this in Houston? How is it that this all came about and to be a part of this?
So my husband and I have lived in 8 different countries.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've brought this culinary experience to our restaurant, Foreign Grill. Mm-hmm. So trying to our dishes is tasting piece of history.
Yes, yes.
So that's why we are trying to share our experience with American people now.
Yeah.
So
it's bringing a taste of home too.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
You know, Becky, what can we expect? Like if I go on the website, go pay my $65, get in there, get to see these great people at work. Mm-hmm. What can we expect, and what can we expect as a result? I did see that, and I don't know if this is still the case. You can maybe verify this, that Ukrainian Consul General Vitaly Tarasyuk is going to be involved as well.
We're hopeful. He's quite a busy man.
Exactly.
Because this is a brand new consulate here in Houston. And of course there are a lot of Ukrainians that are coming to Houston, so, and they need everything in the world. So he's really busy, but we're hopeful that he will be there. Arena's partner in this event is also the chef Monica Pope, who's going to be teaching how to make pierogi. And then Arena's husband, Beck, is teaching the proper way of drinking vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So,
with pickles.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you mean, of course?
Did you know this?
Because we're drinking vodka with pickles.
Trust me, as a proven vodka drinker myself, I've never had it with pickles, but I'm willing to try.
Please, welcome.
I'm willing to try. Why is it with pickles?
Because it's tasty.
It's tastier that way.
Whatever reason.
My husband Beck exactly will teach you and tell you the whole story about from where vodka, why we are drinking vodka with pickles, and it's the story. It's from history too.
Yeah.
I mean, from long time ago. So welcome to our
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to learn. But I kind of got off on a tangent there.
What you can
so
expect.
What are we going to get out of this? I mean, what is Ukraine Now or what are these organizations going to get out of this, and how is it going to go for the evening?
Well, there is one other thing I forgot to mention because, you know, I keep getting dragged to on tangents too. This is also going to be helping to benefit World Central Kitchen.
Okay.
Because they are there in Ukraine and as in many other places around the world. And an alumnus, a Houston businessman, went to Ukraine the first week of the war, just showed up, and he ended up at a World Central Kitchen facility that they had just put up, hastily thrown together. And before he knew it, he was feeding thousands. So he's going to be there to tell his story with incredibly compelling photographs. So we'll be accepting donations for World Central Kitchen. So whenever you come, there will be the cooking demonstration, cooking lesson with Irina and Monica. There'll be two stations, one with borscht, another one with pierogi.
Okay.
There's mushroom and potato pierogi.
Oh, I've made that. That's one I've made.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God. And then the students.
I didn't say it was good. I said I made it.
Oh, you made it? Well, we will be here to help you hone your skills.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
That's our goal. So then after the cooking demonstration, everybody sits down, has a meal together, and the meal starts, of course, with the vodka lesson.
Yeah.
And then proceeds, everybody has borscht and pierogi with more vodka.
And it is in Baba's kitchen. Explain, Baba's, for those who don't know, that's grandma?
Yes.
And it's part of the story.
Exactly.
Part of the story that we have. Yeah. Well, this is fantastic. And it's May 19th. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I'm guessing it's a Friday.
Sunday.
It's even better. Have a little Sunday dinner or Sunday, whatever it is, on May 19th. And you can get all the details, including what time?
It starts at 3, goes till 6. Dinner's included. So you get a cooking class, you get dinner, you get a vodka lesson.
You get a little bit of a history lesson.
And you get to walk away with recipes.
And you get to meet these fine folks.
Exactly.
And I'm very excited for you guys. I think it's a terrific, terrific event and cause. Let me say this one more time. archaeologynow.org/Ukrainian-project.
Actually, we'll make this easier for you.
Okay.
Just go to archaeologynow.org. There's a pop-up that appears.
There you go.
And it'll take you directly to the page.
Archaeologynow.org. Tickets are $65 will take you to the page. What am I forgetting? What am I missing that you want to make sure and emphasize before we move on to the next segment? Anything that we need to get our people to know as this event is coming? It's coming real soon.
Here's the thing about it. Houston is the most diverse city in the U.S.
Yeah.
Every sort of food in the world can be found here. And what better way to learn about the past and about another culture than to sit down at the table together? And that's what we're all about.
Couldn't put it better. Thank you, Irina, very much for coming.
Everyone, welcome to Foreign Grill.
Everybody, have a good room here. We're going to have a big room. Hopefully, a lot of our listeners on all the Odyssey stations that are listening to us right now are going to be involved. You can't miss it. It's going to be terrific food. I can tell you that right now. And for now, we'll move on. But thank you for joining us. Thank you too for joining us here on Eye on Houston on the Odyssey Radio family of stations.